three or four losses if they're not careful, because nothing's guaranteed in this Greater Thumb East. So for Harbor Beach, it's going to be gut check time starting here in the second half to really buckle down and get something going and try to stop the Bearcats and try to get something going against them and feel good about yourself as you go into next week and beyond. Because, you know, if you let this game get to you, all of a sudden that 3-1 start doesn't mean anything and you could be on the outside looking in and all those good feelings are gone. So I'm a little bit concerned right now with how the Pirates are going to respond from this.
I'm kind of curious, Paul. They did so well last week against Brown City. A nice run, pass, mix, close to 300 yards on the ground and in the air between the two. And this week, so flat. Their home opener. How can that be? How can you have such a good... You know, if you would have said to Troy Schalke, you've got four away games to start the year, you're going to go 3-1.
Oh, he'd have taken it every time.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But how come they look so unorganized here tonight?
I don't know, because, you know, I've seen Harbor Beach one time this year against North Huron, and they look fairly sharp in that game. Obviously, we didn't expect that run-pass mix today with this wind. You know, that's going to be a tough thing to get done. But Harbor Beach is a very good running team, very good wing tee team, and just been unable to establish anything. And I think, obviously, a lot of that is due to the Ubley defense. I mean, let's not, you know, let's give credit where credit is due. Ubley's defense is a big reason why Harbor Beach hasn't been able to get anything going. But as far as not coming up fired up, I don't understand this at all, because there is a huge crowd here. This is as big a crowd as I've seen in Harbor Beach in a long time. This was an anticipated game between a 4-1 and 3-1 team. You know, this was going to really determine maybe the course of your season, and like you said, the Pirates are flat. They're just come up flat, and that's what I'm looking for in the second half, a little bit more fire and you know, maybe play with that sense of urgency, because we certainly didn't see it in the first half.
Paul, we got a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about some of the scores from around the area. Deckerville 22, BV nothing. No surprise there.
There's not a team on Deckerville's schedule that is going to beat them, except, you know, that has a chance of being them, except Ubley. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion in week 8. I think Ubley and Deckerville are going to go into that game undefeated. I think that's going to be, I think, the most highly anticipated game of the year for our coverage area. I don't think anybody would argue with that. So no surprise there. Deckerville, I got to see them last week. They're the real deal. They're big. They're big. They have a very good offense. Cody Ross is the real deal, and they got some nice other compliments to go around him. So that's a really good team, and I'm looking forward to them. They got Marlette coming up too. I want to see how that game goes too. That's going to be a good test to see how good they really are before they get a chance at Ubley.
There's been a lot of questions about the competition that Deckerville has faced so far, which has been maybe a notch or two below what they're used to seeing in the Greater Thumb Conference. How does that affect them as they approach this back half of the schedule and start eyeing up the playoffs?
Well, I think the game that's so important for Deckerville is the Marlette game, because that Marlette game comes right before, I believe that's the week before they play Ubley. So that's going to be the one that hopefully will get your competitiveness back up and ready to play. But, yeah, I think it does affect you when you're only playing halves of games. But it is what it is. I mean, the NCTL is not the Greater Thumb Conference, but I'll tell you right now, if Deckerville was in the Greater Thumb East, they'd certainly be contending for the Greater Thumb East title.
And again, here's another one that's not much of a surprise. USA 36, Bad Axe nothing.
No surprise
Hatch
there.
Just not doing well this year.
But
and
USA has the bulk of its schedule coming up after this week.
Right.
We all knew that USA was going to go to 4-1, but it's after this week to get those two more wins. There are some very tough teams to go through. But the other score, before we go, the one that's a surprise is Reese is only leading Cass City 6-0. That to me is a little bit of a surprise. I thought Reese would be up about 3 touchdowns by halftime. So I'm interested to see how that one ends up.
And that was at halftime.
At halftime. Yes. So.
Anything else, news and notes that we should be aware of?
Well, I think we covered it all. We'll have the full write-up of this one in Saturday's Tribune, so look for it there.
You bet. All right, thank you, Paul
Adams.
Thanks
for having me.
Sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune with us on the Halftime Show. We'll come back, start of the second half. It is Ubley 30, Harbor Beach nothing, right here on Cruise 102 FM.
Ray and Martin Gittner, owner of Gittner Excavating, LLC of Ruth, would like to do your excavating work. Both Ray and Martin have over 50 years of combined experience. They're more efficient and more experienced. Gittner done right the first time. Gittner Excavating does a large variety of work, including, but not limited to, trucking, site preparation, roadways, ponds, lagoons, and clean out of lagoons with their long reach excavator. They have sand, gravel, and topsoil at discount rates. Also, Gittner Dirty LLC has custom manure hauling equipment, both for liquids and solids. For the best deals on excavating and dirt moving needs, call Gittner Excavating LLC of Ruth at 989-864-5549 or 989-551-1487.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. Start of the second half, 30-0. The Bearcats all over the Pirates in this one. Again, I want to thank Paul Adams, sports writer for the Huron Daily Tribune, for joining us and giving us some insight. He's going to head back down and brave the wind again. And you can, as he mentioned before the break, catch all of this in the Huron Daily Tribune. And Paul, I was, or Jason, I was talking about the E edition and quality of the photos in there is superior. That's the way that they should be seen, and if you don't have it, you ought to check it out.
I better get it then.
You should. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, Paul does a nice job, you know, with the photos, the interviews with the coaches, his whole write-up at the games, and you owe it to yourself to check that out.
Here we go. Start of the second half. Bearcats Austin Drake with the kickoff, scooped up near the 34-yard line and brought out over the 40-yard line for the Pirates. That looked like that might have been Dukoski. No, let me see, Jordan Messing on the return for the Pirates. So they will set up shop here, first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. Second half action from Harbor Beach High School. And Jason, do you have an update hot off the press there?
No, I was just getting a text from my guy at the Reese Cass City game. Very windy there, 6-0 at the half.
Handoff straight up the middle. Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier. Maurer stacked up near the 46-yard line for the Pirates. Pickup of close to 6 on the play for Harbor Beach. Just underway here in the second half. 30-0 if you're just tuning in. I'm Rick Lauza. Jason Partica is here, and this is week number 5 of the high school football season, and Jason, the talk of playoffs and league championship races will really go into high gear after tonight, because the last third of the season coming up. Second down and 4 for the Pirates. Ginther, the ball carrier, Aaron Ginther, carries it up near midfield and very close to first down yardage. And it is a first down for the Pirates, and Paul and I were talking, that may be their first of the night right here.
Yes, it is. That's Harbor Beach's first down of the night here, and something a little positive coming out of the half for the Pirates, because that first half, all Ubley. I mean, it was Ubley ran 34 offensive plays to Harbor Beach's 11. The stats, they speak for themselves here. Ubley scoring on every possession with very little resistance from Harbor Beach.
First and 10, ball sitting at midfield for the Pirates. Straight up the middle with it for the Pirates. It looked like that might have been Ryan Maurer. Or Aaron Ginther. Aaron Ginther, the ball carrier on that play. 10:30 to play, third quarter. Pirates with their first touch of the football here in this second half. Second down, a pickup of 2 in play. Second down and 8. Handoff coming over the right side of the line with it for the Pirates was number 4, Ryan Maurer, and Maurer picks up a couple more yards. That'll set up third down and 6 for the Pirates. 10 minutes to play here, third quarter. Pirates looking to get something going, trailing 30-0. First home game in first 5 weeks of the season. It's almost unheard of that you start out the season 4 road games in a row. But the Pirates at home for the first time this season, looking to get something going here. Aaron Ginther, the ball carrier. Ginther looking on the left side, springs free, takes it down inside the 20-yard line, close to the 15-yard line before he's finally brought down. So, as Paul mentioned, Jason, the Pirates looking to get, you know, just some positive yardage in the second half, and so far on this drive, it's working.
Yeah, everything going Harbor Beach's way here to start the second half. A nice run there for a big first down, getting the ball inside the 15-yard line. Looks like, I'm sorry, inside.